Well, let us sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 67, Psalm number 67, and we sing the whole of the psalm. Psalm 67, verses 1 to 7. Lord, bless and pity us, shine on us with thy face. Psalm 67. Let us read first of all in the book of Revelation and the second chapter, and we're going to read the opening verses 1 to 7. In the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verses 1 to 7. And unto the angel of the church at Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labour, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say that they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience for my name's sake, has laboured and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And let us now join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we gather again around the open scriptures, we pray that we truly would hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, and what the Spirit is saying to our hearts and to our lives and to the whole way in which we think and the world view by which we live and move, and in which we are going to sort out our priorities and our practices, and in which we are going to die. And so as we once again are exposed to the clarity of the scripture, the finality of it, we pray that we would learn more and more how to appreciate and how to apply the meaning of the scriptures, We know that there are different interpretations, different varieties of emphases. We know that there is often another gospel which is not another gospel, a misinterpretation and a misunderstanding of the gospel. And so often, O God, individual believers and congregations fall into error, easily led astray. We are weak creatures, and at best we hardly know what it is and how to lift up our eyes to heaven. And always there is this constant need of reminder and rebukes at times, redirections, and always the need of grace, more and more and more grace. And so we pray for grace to be with us now as we gather here once again to worship before the holy throne of the great holy God. We do give thanks, O Lord, for the Lord's day, for the Lord's people, for the Lord's church, his body, his bride, his beloved, the church of Christ, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth, that church which is being constantly built by Christ, which has been blood-bought and is precious to him, that church which is one holy Catholic apostolic church. O God, as we are exposed to these things once again, we pray that we would always value every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that every time we hear the word, whether it be evangelistic, whether it be doctrinal or experimental, whether it be an historical message or a prophetic message, whatever the emphasis may be, if it is a biblical truth that is presented to us, O God, we pray that we would take it to heart as a word from the Lord to us. And so we do give thanks, O God, that we can come now together. And as we do come together, we pray that we would think of one another, that although we cannot see one another, we can hear and we can read the same words and listen to the same utterances, and in this way be united in the fellowship of the gospel with God, our Heavenly Father, with Jesus Christ, and with all his saints. And as these messages are recorded and may well be heard, perhaps for all we know in years to come, when perhaps we are even dead and gone, yet we know that the word of God is never bound, and that this gospel will be preached in all the earth before the Lord comes again. And so we are confident, we take heart, O God, in every occasion, in every remembrance that the word gives to us of what it means to be a Christian and what it means to follow Christ and indeed to be fighting the good fight of faith. So we pray for grace to enable us so to do now as we try to worship. But we pray not only for grace for ourselves, but for our families, our loved ones. We think of them. And we commend them, as always, to God. We never would cease to pray for them, because we never cease would to be concerned about them. And may they always be on our hearts, in our hearts, on our affections. And we bring them to the throne of grace, as those men in the gospel brought their friends lying on a bed to Jesus, let him down through the tiles of the roof. He could not come, but they carried him to Christ. So we now carry our loved ones to Christ at the throne of grace, and we pray your blessing upon them. The youngest, the very young ones, perhaps babies, our grandparents, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, brothers and sisters, and children and children's children and grandchildren. O God, all of the ones who belong to us in a special way, and all the saints who belong together in a special way. We care for them. We pray that we would pray for them as we are commanded to do. And so we do. And we remember our rulers over us. We are commanded to pray for all kings and authorities and all in high office, these men and women who are only weak, sinful creatures as we are, who get confused, who sometimes make wrong decisions. The fear of man can work a snare in them as well. And we pray for them that they would have the courage of their office, the courage that there is a difference between what is right and what is wrong, and that they would stand up and speak up for those things that are the right things to do in a given situation, knowing that they are answerable to God, not only for their personal lives, but also for their public office, and how they deal with such issues as are before them. So we pray for those over us. We pray for our neighbours, we pray for our critics, we pray for our encouragers, we pray for all men, we pray for the persecuted Christians in different parts of the world. We know that there are some. We think of those in Afghanistan at this time. It is in the headlines, with good reason to be so. And we know that the believers there are in a dangerous and difficult place. And so we commend them to God. And if necessary, that they would be faithful even unto death. And if it comes to us, as it comes to them, that we too would be faithful unto death, O God. So many things to pray, so many causes of gratitude, so many confessions, so many petitions to make, so many things that are unspoken. But Lord, you know what is on our hearts. And so we come again to worship, to try to witness, to try to listen, and to seek the blessing of God upon us. As it is promised in the scriptures, those who seek shall find, those who ask shall receive, and those who come will never be turned away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so this we do now, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read again in the New Testament. We're going to read in the first letter of Paul to Timothy, and reading the first 11 verses. 1 Timothy chapter 1, and from the beginning we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Saviour and Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for men slayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And may God bless the reading of his word. The intimations are as follows, as normal really. The afternoon service at 4:30, and our midweek meeting, of course, on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Recorded services once again, and we welcome you to listen in and to hear what God speaks to us in these services. We remind you of the offering also, as you are disposed to contribute. These are the notices. We'll leave it there, but we shall now continue to sing in Psalm 68, Psalm number 68, and we're going to sing verses 1 to 6. Let God arise and scattered, let all his enemies be, and let all those that do him hate before his presence flee. Psalm number 68, and we sing from verse 1 to verse number 6.